He will settle again in his rocking chair and only then begin to wonder why I have come to see him. "You are sure there is nothing wrong?" he will ask suddenly. "No, Father, all is well," I will reply. But then, just as I am about to break my news to him, I will decide to keep it back just a while longer and try the indirect approach. "I have come to ask you for advice, Father," I will say, "for I am very heavily in debt. I am afraid you will not get much help from me in this matter," Father will reply. "One may well say of this place that it has everything except money." "Ah, but it is not money that I owe, Father." Father then will say, "But that's even worse. Begin right at the beginning, daughter." "It is not too much to ask that you should help, Father, for it was all your fault right from the beginning. Do you remember how you used to play the piano and sing Bellman's songs to us children, and how, at least twice every winter, you would let us read Runnenberg and Andersen? It was then that I first fell into debt. Father, how shall I ever repay them for teaching me to love fairy tales and stories of heroes, the land we live in, and all of our human life?"